Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Awesomes. Welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets. I'm joined today by my favorite conspiracy theorist and deep diver of the internet.
And full-time mansplainer.
Do you get paid for that?
For mansplaining?
Yes.
It's more of a duty than a job.
Oh, I see. Yes.
It's like, sir, with great mansplaining abilities come great responsibilities.
I would have paused and let everybody have a good long laugh break for that.
Literally, it's why I'm wearing my underwear outside of my pants.
Oh.
It's my mansplaining superhero uniform.
Yes, okay, that makes so much sense. Well, Awesome Today fam, we are coming...
I can explain that further if I need to.
Well, actually... we are coming to you today...
It's weird.
...from the distant past.
Yeah.
Because as you're listening, it's, what, February the 6th?
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I only know that because the 7th is the twins' birthday, and they've been counting it down since Christmas.
Okay, yes.
But yeah, as you're listening, it's February 6th, or the week of, mm-hmm. or sometime in the future, but we're recording it on Monday. It's still January.
You're just now letting the most recent episode...
Yes.
Burn your hot little earbuds.
Right.
And we're already doing it again.
It's true. It's true. But you got bitten by a bug.
It's literally as soon as we finished the last recording, you were doing stuff. I went to go do stuff. And I tripped involuntarily down a hole full of rabbits.
Okay. And they're
angry.
Just,
they're like Monty Python rabbits.
Hey, this is the year of the rabbit in lunar calendar, so...
Fair enough.
Maybe this could be the year of the rabbit hole.
Okay.
I'm always taking rabbit trails, so... Yeah.
I one time stepped in rabbit poop at my grandma's house.
Are they... Those are like the little pellets,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spherical.
Do they stink like dog poop?
Not like dog poop, but they don't smell good. I mean, they smell like poop.
Okay.
I guess it would depend on what you feed your rabbit. Actually, it would depend on what you feed your rabbit.
So this is going to be one of those episodes sort of hearkening back to our Titanic episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or Titanic, depending on how you'd like to pronounce it.
Of course. Of course. How could I forget? where you've got a yarn to spin, a tale to tell. It's all true, or at least...
It is true.
The info you have found is true.
Yes.
So I always feel weird. Like, do you just want to just like hold a mic in your hand?
Do you
know what I should have done?
I have a sequined vest I could wear.
No, but I do have some sequined, dance, like for formal dances, gowns.
Gowns? Nah, it's too cold to get undressed to put on
That's
something
true.
Else. It's, what was it, like 17 degrees
yep,
earlier?
It was.
And I know it's colder other places and I only care about me.
Okay.
And it's cold here.
Yes. It's so cold, and it was so sleety this morning that our school children are home from school.
Mm-hmm.
It was not official school day. We just made it a school day.
We called it one. In fact,
snow day.
The kids had, I'd even had children get out of my Jeep, and then I called them on the phone. It's like, you know what? Get back in the Jeep. Mm-hmm. This is stupid. My thought was, if the school actually wises up and closes,
yeah,
that parking lot's going to be a nightmare of inexperienced drivers.
Oh, my, yes.
And I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yes,
it's not
totally.
Like our kids aren't doing well in school. They could
miss a week
and still be valedictory.
Yeah, and the benefit of these post-pandemic times is that they can do all of their work from home, virtually.
Virtually. Actually.
So, yeah, I was going to say what I should do.
Excuse me, I belched a little.
You did. You burped like an ape.
Like an ape. I haven't done that in ape ages.
Yes, right into the microphone. Speaking of microphones, I should get you one of those like little handheld mics like the TikTokers like to do.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
In the meantime, you just have my professional recording microphone.
Right,
sorry about
forces
that.
Forces us both to sit in a fashion that makes our sciatica act up.
Oh, yeah. You have your TENS unit going.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
I just kind of like it to keep me awake.
All right. Well, take it away.
Okay. So we started, like, I came downstairs after, like, I can't only imagine how my face looked. I had to have been crazy-eyed and beard going in 17 different directions. And I started out and I was like, wait, do you really want me to unpack this or do you want to make this an episode?
And I said, let's make it an episode. It's all content, baby.
That's right. Thank God that hasn't bled over into content for your OnlyFans account. I'm not prepared to reveal my feet or any other part of me.
I've been saving a lot of that for the only NPR fans account.
That's a great one.
Yes.
That's a great one. Okay, so just as a little framing, I think it was yesterday afternoon after we'd recorded, though it could have been a hair before, I'd run across, again, is not TikTok the source of all good things in the world?
I'm telling you, I will at any given time have 10 tabs on my phone browser open that I've opened for the sole reason that something on TikTok made me go, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then I have to go look it up.
Yeah, I've definitely defeated your record of tabs open in the following hours. Have you ever heard of something called an alternative reality game? Or alternate reality game, rather, often also referred to as an ARG.
Okay, I've never heard the initials. My first question is this like a digital setup, sort of like Second Life? Isn't that the name of the sort of like virtual?
Right, not really, no.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't know what this was.
Is it a video game? Kind of?
It's a game.
Okay.
It may or may not involve video.
Okay.
I didn't know what this was at first, except that I didn't know that I kind of knew what this was. By definition, it is an interactive, networked narrative that uses the real world as a platform and delivers a story that may be altered by the player's ideas or actions. The form is defined by intense player involvement with a story that takes place in real time and evolves according to the player's responses.
Okay.
Are you familiar with what a role-playing game is, an RPG, not in the naughty context, you freak?
Hey, we're not here to kink shame. If
I am
you
not
are into role playing,
kink shaming. In fact, my role is to kink shame you in the game. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, wait. What was the actual question? Am I familiar with role playing games like LARPing, live action role play?
No. Like Dungeons and Dragons is a role playing game.
Okay, then I'm tangentially, adjacently familiar.
It's a big deal where within the game, and these are typically video games is what I'm referring to, you have NPCs, which are non-player characters.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I do know that much.
And you have dialogue with them. You sell things to them, buy things from them, get quests from them, all of that.
Yeah. Like on Skyrim.
Yes, exactly.
That's one of the few video games that I know the name of.
Tons of NPCs. I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
As anybody familiar with that will know.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this instance, in a ARG, alternate reality game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm new into my notes, and I've just learned to read recently.
So well, you won't borrow my readers either.
Can't see shit.
While you're reading, don't forget that the microphone's up here.
Yes, I'm trying. I'm trying. So, in an ARG,
yeah.
The NPCs mm-hmm. are human beings.
Oh, okay.
Because the game takes place in the real world.
Right.
Now, if you're thinking that this sounds like...
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
You have it's... not shut off your notifications.
This may sound vaguely familiar. Michael Douglas,
Deborah
Kara Unger, Sean Penn.
Yes, The Game.
The Game from 1997.
I was going to say, I feel like this came out when we were in newlyweds, but it was mm-hmm. actually when we were in college.
Dating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, when we were dating in college.
97.
Yeah.
In college. You were in college. I was
a
40-year veteran of the oil fields at that point.
I wish you would have saved your money while you were out there.
Oil field guys don't save their money. You should have known that. But you had lots of rings and necklaces. And
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, then as I read further, as I looked, I started recognizing, not all of these did I recognize, but I started recognizing, oh yeah, I kind of vaguely remember blah, blah, blah. Now, unlike the movie The Game, most ARGs are free to play. In The Game, this was a gift from his brother for his birthday.
It was like an expensive
thing.
A very expensive gift.
Well, in most situations for an actual one of these, an ARG, they are free to play. And the costs then would be absorbed through supporting products. So as an example, in the UK from April of 2005 roughly to February of 2007, there was an ARG called Perplex City. For monetization, the developer sold foil packs of puzzle cards that were used in the game.
Oh, okay.
So they were monetizing a thing to pay for the game, but it was technically free for you to play.
Okay.
Another example, a promotion of the 2004 release of the video game Halo 2. You had the ARG I Love Bees.
Okay.
It was all a promotion to stir up purchase of the game when it finally dropped.
Got it.
Now, this one came as a surprise to me, and I'm sure you're probably going to feel pretty pissed when you hear this.
Oh, no.
But your very own beloved Lost actually had two ARGs associated with it, Lost Experience and Find 815. Too late to play them.
They're done. Devastated.
Yes. Yes. Well, we barely had a working computer at that point.
That's fair.
So last week as you're hearing it, what had started all of this for me, I came across the Jejun Institute.
Okay.
J-E-J-U-N-E.
You know, I love an institute.
Yes. Yeah. It's so, and this is what made me go further and deeper because of Lost and the Dharma Institute.
Yes.
Or the Dharma Initiative.
But
they were
still,
an institute of
yes.
sorts. So this ARG ran in San Francisco from 2008 through early 2011. By the game's conclusion, it had shared four chapters, four different sets of challenges. It had been played by well above and beyond 7,000 people,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
That's so large to me for something that's so confined to a geographical area that's
right.
as involved
yes.
as this was. So the first chapter of it began at an office building at 580 California Street, a high-rise building.
Yeah.
This was in the heart of the San Francisco Financial District.
Okay.
So however it was people were turned on to this, the visitor would go to the 16th floor of the building, where a receptionist, after an exchange of they knew what to say, and the receptionist, an NPC, if you will,
mm-hmm.
but I think maybe also worked somewhere else. Maybe it was her side gig to be the NPC for this.
Okay.
So with a code exchanged, they were handed a key on a keychain.
Okay.
And the keychain had a map of the 16th floor on it with directions to guide them to an automated induction room where they viewed a video from the Jejun Institute, an organization founded by Octavio Coleman Esquire in the 1960s.
Whoa.
As the, quote, Center for Socio-Reengineering.
Oh my gosh, this is like literally seems like what the Dharma Initiative is based on.
Right?
Like, this is very Lost.
So at the conclusion, then, of that video that you would have watched, and it I watched the video online, it looks very Dharma video-like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At the conclusion of it, what's-his-name Esquire is like, hey, you may be tempted to open that desk drawer over there or to take the contents inside, but don't. So, of course.
Does he then wink at the camera?
He doesn't visibly, but you can hear it in his voice.
Okay, okay.
Wink.
And you actually found the video on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I actually found it first on TikTok and then found it on YouTube later.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, when they opened the desk drawer and they found the contents, of course they took them, and in there included first a map of how to exit the building without being captured on CCTV.
Wow, okay.
Which makes it feel
really
interesting,
yes,
whether that was true or not.
Yeah.
And then it led them on a several hour-long scavenger hunt through San Francisco's financial district and Chinatown. Clues were found embedded in sidewalks, murals on the sides of buildings, attached to statues, inside mailboxes, on missing persons flyers. It was very impressive.
This makes my brain hurt just thinking about it.
Yes.
But for a lot of people, this was fun. Like, they wanted to do
this. Thrilling. Who wouldn't want a fun mystery if you were...
It feels very stressful to me.
...worked at Google and didn't have to do shit all day. No offense, anybody that works there and actually does do something.
Yes, of course.
Now, as you moved through the chapters of the game, some players then would actually receive postcards, emails, phone calls from in-game characters.
Oh!
This is fascinating, right?
Yes.
Now, if this sounds vaguely familiar to anybody, in 2013 there was a film released named The Institute, which was restructured the story of the Jejun Institute through interviews with both participants and the creators of the game.
Okay.
Then additionally, there was a TV series titled Dispatches from Elsewhere that was then based on the documentary film.
Okay, I'm looking something up. Okay, now I'm going to hold my thought.
Go ahead, I'm at a break.
Well, do you remember that the very first Unsolved Mysteries episode, you and I did a dedicated Awesome Today about Ray Rivera?
Yeah, I even remembered one of these two names.
Yes, there were theories that because... If you haven't seen that episode of Unsolved Mysteries, the new version, it is so fascinating. It's my very favorite, and I feel weird saying favorite because a man died, but it's the most puzzling Unsolved Mystery I have ever come across in this modern era. Okay, but
nobody dies, but we're going to like where we're going.
Okay, there were definitely theories that, because there were so many mysterious things, like why was he in this building? Why was he in this part of the building?
Mm-hmm,
like what was going on? So many weird things left behind in his office. One of the theories about what happened to Ray is he was playing one of these.
He had a pamphlet for the Jejun Institute?
Maybe he did. I don't know. But that he was actively playing one of these.
That's possible.
Alternate reality
I think they
games.
Go on a lot more than they get advertised.
Yeah.
As we'll continue to find out.
Right.
So in some of these games, they're absolutely recognized as games. Many of them also made abundantly clear where the revenue was going to come from to fund the game. But neither of those things are true for the game that I'm going to tell you about, which is part of what made all of this so interesting.
Okay, do tell.
May I tell you
yes.
about the biggest mystery the internet has ever seen?
Okay.
That's literally how it's referred to. I probably should have cited somebody else saying that. Everybody says it. It's in the general domain now.
Oh, okay.
Or public domain, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, January 4, the year is 2012.
Okay.
There was a puzzle posted on 4chan. Are you familiar with 4chan?
I'm familiar with 4chan.
Do you know... You want me to explain a little bit?
Maybe give context for people who don't live their lives as online as we do.
I've never been there.
I haven't either, my gosh.
It's not on the dark web.
It's not on the dark web, but it's not a safe place.
It is an anonymous place, yes. Or at least parts of it are.
Yes, but it's, you know, we were just talking about how Reddit is one of the last places you can be anonymous.
Yes.
But Reddit is extremely highly moderated.
I feel like Reddit is 4chan for infants.
Thank you. And that's why I like Reddit, and I will never go to 4chan.
That's
fine. I like my my daycare, yeah. Internet daycare.
Everybody likes somebody wipe their bum when it burns a little
yes.
bit. Right?
But 4chan is a complete Wild West. In my understanding of it, it's not moderated. You can post whatever you want, yes. No matter how wackadoo yes. it might be.
And it does host boards dedicated to a seemingly endless variety of topics.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, it was through 4chan that our own society was graced with the introduction to Rickrolling.
That's true. Yes. You know, I'm fascinated. I've talked about this before, the whole beginnings of Rickrolling and what Rick Astley thinks about it now. But yes, that played a role.
Yeah. So on 4chan, on January 4th of 2012, the first of three sets of puzzles was posted under the name of 3301.
Okay.
The image posted was a JPEG file.
Yeah.
Black background, white text, and it read, "Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us.
Yes.
We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301.
And nerds everywhere got immediate erections.
Nerds everywhere had internet boners. They were like, I'm highly intelligent. I could only be fulfilled if someone would recognize that in a digital format where I'm anonymous. It's true. It's true. Testosterone across the interwebs kicked up many notches that day.
There was a disturbance in the force.
There was. Yes, many pokings of the force. I won't lie. If I'd known about it, I would have been there too.
Of course. That does sound like something that would pique your
interest.
I can't
come into work today. Something's come up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So very shortly after the posting of this first image, it was discovered that if you opened the file using a text editor, then an appended string of readable text was included. This included a cipher that provided a link to another image.
Okay.
So the hunt is on.
Now, yes, right? Yes.
Now, the second image was a duck decoy.
Okay.
A picture of a duck decoy, and it looked like a false lead. In fact, there was a message on it. Hang on here. I didn't write down the message. But okay. The message that was like printed in readable English on the screen was like, ha-ha, wrong.
Okay.
But there was a hidden message.
Of course.
In there as well.
Yes.
That pointed people back to the first image posted with the ability to extract additional hidden information from within it.
Oh, now who didn't silence?
Put my thing on silent.
See, we don't usually record on Mondays. It's an actual work day for you.
It's
so
true.
For both of us, but you're, yes, okay.
So you go to the second image, it sends you back to the first, you find another message within it. That then led to a subreddit, which in turn contained information about a book. That book was used in conjunction with a code, which uncovered a phone number, which then, when called, played a pre-recorded message. The message was, "Very good. You have done well. There are three prime numbers associated with the original final.jpg image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other two. Multiply all three of these number together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye."
Okay.
Now, the original image was posted all over the internet.
Okay.
And the game grew like wildfire.
For sure.
Perhaps especially because no one really knew what all of this was for.
Mm-hmm.
Who was behind it? What would happen if you reached the end?
Right.
Now, detractors insisted this is the work of a troll.
Okay.
But it was very elaborate.
Yes. And trolls, very elaborate.
They are not known for their elaborateness.
No.
Some suggested that it might be the work of a secret society.
Okay.
Others still said it's an intelligence agency looking to recruit new members.
Nice. I like that theory.
Proficiency in things like cryptography
and
steganography, which is not the same as stenography. Oh, steganography.
That's different, literally? Yeah.
Stenography is like the court reporter.
Yeah. What's steganography?
Steganography is, again, this is nerdy erections and things.
They study nerd erections.
Yeah, they do.
What
they
a
want to
job.
Know what to do with it if they ever get the opportunity.
With what a career path.
Right, yeah. That's what my third degree is in, actually. With no way to prove or refute, of course, public interest only continued to grow. Now, recall that the last clue required identification of three prime numbers, the first of which was the signature 3301.
Yeah.
The other two ended up being simply the dimensions of the original JPEG, which were 509 by 503, which are both prime numbers.
Can I tell you, I don't know what a prime number is.
Only has two divisors. Itself and one.
Oh.
So, one is a prime.
Okay.
Right? Five is a prime.
Okay.
Seven's a prime.
Okay, okay, okay.
And they go on forever.
So there's lots of prime numbers.
Oh, there's a lot. There's,
but you had to be
fact,
able to...
infinite prime numbers. Oh, nerdgasm.
Okay. This
you
took
said
a real turn.
All that up.
Yeah.
You said all that.
Okay, but so there's an infinite number of prime numbers, but to solve mm-hmm. the riddle or the...
You had to find the three that mattered.
Okay.
You knew one was the signature.
Okay.
And the other two ended up being the dimensions of the original
okay.
JPEG image.
Got it.
So... completion, then, of the multiplying, the adding the .com, all of that, that provided a URL, which led to a website that consisted first of a countdown timer and then the image of a cicada.
Oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm. When the countdown completed, the page updated, and it had on it a list of GPS coordinates
okay.
pointing to 14 different locations in five different countries.
Okay.
This certainly lent to the suggestion that the whole thing was backed by some international clandestine organization.
Okay, yes.
Of course.
Of course.
It had to be.
It got international.
Mm-hmm. Going to any one of those locations, you would find a poster
yeah.
with the cicada symbol.
Yeah.
And...
okay, wait. An actual poster with a cicada in these countries?
At the specific GPS coordinates, there would be.
How did people, like, find that out?
Well, you had to go to the coordinates.
In person?
Yeah.
Get on a plane?
Nerds, get away from your computers. It's time to enter the real world.
I was not tracking. This is crazy. At some point, did, like, people, like, let's say one of them was in Argentina, were people, like, taking a picture maybe and posting it?
Yes, that happened.
Okay.
Hang with me.
Okay.
You didn't have to go to all of them.
Okay.
You only needed to go to one. So if you had one nearby,
yeah.
certainly you could hop in the car and go. And then, yes, there was, in fact. And much to the chagrin of Cicada 3301,
mm-hmm.
there was way too much online sharing.
Yes, okay.
So on this poster with the cicada, there was also a QR code. The codes... linked to another image. That image contained a riddle. The riddle led to a book. The book led to a website.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And it was at this point, and yes, undoubtedly because of all the online sharing, that the stakes were raised.
Oh.
Only a selection of the first arrivals to the website would be accepted to the next round of the puzzle.
Okay. This is like Amazing Race for Nerds.
It is, yes.
Okay.
No one gets laid. So a lot of this was, dang it.
Come on, no.
Phone, stop it. A lot of this was discovered that it was limited to the first few just simply when that website was ultimately closed and left behind a message, quote, "We want the best, not the followers."
Ooh.
Yeah, say it. Sick burn.
Sick burn.
Now, different than many ARGs, if in fact this was an ARG, finalists were cautioned against collaboration with others or sharing information related to the next stage. And to help battle that, in fact, once you kind of reached that final cut of people, many of the things communicated at that point were unique to the player.
Oh.
So your,
okay,
your image, your code, your thing, the website you'd go to, all of that, that was unique to you. So no longer could there be any...
No sharing.
Anybody riding your train.
Yes, no sharing, no collaboration. It's just you and the powers that be.
And if this sounds familiar, of course we all know the first rule of Fight Club is that we don't talk about Fight Club.
Right.
And just like that movie... Mm-hmm. Too many people did, and it required some adjustment.
Sure, yes.
Now, evidently, not everyone did talk about it, and those who didn't break the rules, they did get to go on and move ahead.
Yeah.
A month went by, which is an eternity in the online space. A month went by with no new information posted. Then, an image was posted on the subreddit, which stated, "Hello, we have now found the individuals we sought. Thus, our month-long journey ends. For now, thank you for your dedication and effort. If you were unable to complete the test or did not receive an email, do not despair. There will be more opportunities like this one. Thank you all. 3301.
And that's it? It was over?
It was
forever.
Over. It was over. Was this a troll?
No.
Was
absolutely
it a
not.
Clandestine enterprise?
Yes.
Was it a shadow government?
No. My vote, and if you tell me this was some elaborate digital marketing campaign, I'm going to burn the internet down
it
myself.
Wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. Spoiler alert, that's not the end of the story.
Oh, but can I make a guess right
you may,
now?
Yes.
I feel like right now.
It's an Iraqi
nope.
Taliban member in a cave somewhere
no.
trying to recruit.
Maybe. No. I don't think it has...
No offense against the Iraqis. Okay. It was more the Taliban I disapprove of.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clarifying. My guess right now is that it was not a government at all. This is way too elaborate for government construction.
You might be surprised.
I feel like this is a private firm of some kind.
Okay. Corporation?
Corporate. Well, maybe.
Or just a
like,
group
it's,
of...
Yeah. It's like private business that does private spy work, maybe to help the governments of the world or maybe to work against them.
A lot of
them.
Focus on privates.
I keep saying private because I want to make it clear. This is an NGO. This is a non-government organization.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Continue the story.
Okay. Well, within the very first... few clues. I think it was somewhere around 3 or 4, maybe, that were released around this. Cicada included a warning to make sure that future messages included a PGP signature, which would serve as an authentication code. This is part of cryptography and things. It's like a unique identifier.
Okay.
And it was a good thing that they did this. Because in the weeks and months that followed the conclusion of the game,
yeah.
there were many false bullshitters out there.
Of course.
Because hey, if you're not yeah. good enough, then you can pretend, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 1 year and one day later from the original mm-hmm. January 4th of 12, now January 5th of 2013,
mm-hmm.
an image was posted okay. that contained the message, "Hello again."
This is on 4chan?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
"Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals continues. Please keep your erections to yourself." Now, that part I added. "The first clue is hidden within this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301.
Okay.
After a year of fakes,
uh-huh.
this image with the PGP signature,
right?
The nerds rejoiced. I feel like there may have been a parade or two held digitally somewhere.
Of course,
it was
yes.
a big deal.
Right.
Now, similar to the first go around, the image enclosed a message. The message led to a book. The book produced a link. So on.
Right.
A little bit of differences.
Sure.
In and out. Eventually, a recording titled "The Instar," one word, "Instar Emergence."
What?
That's the title of the recording.
Okay.
"The Instar Emergence."
Yeah.
This was provided. All kinds of interesting things in that, which I won't go into. As you went through and looked at things, prime numbers and on, and tempo changes. And
oh, my.
This was where the real nerds were. Like, see, you guys aren't real nerds. I'm a real nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the clues within there led to a Twitter account, which led to an image, which included what looked to be a cipher with a runic alphabet.
Oh, my.
The purpose of which would not be revealed until much later.
Ancient aliens.
Possibly. Living in a cave in Antarctica.
And these are... This was all constructed by aliens. They're like trying to find the highest intelligent life form on Earth.
Is there not an idiot with an erection? They found no one. Now, like the first puzzle, this one eventually did provide a list of GPS coordinates to physical locations around the globe, each location containing a cicada poster with okay. more information.
Okay.
Now, this time, there were 8 locations in 4 countries. Like the last time, first arrivers had been accepted, then no more communication.
Okay.
Not even an official message stating that this was the case.
Right.
Everything went quiet, no explanations.
Yes.
That was 13.
Okay.
In early 2014,
oh my,
round 3 began.
Oh, wow.
"Hello. Epiphany is upon you."
Okay.
"Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits. Good
wow.
luck, 3301.
Now they're taking it spiritual.
Yeah, they are.
Epiphany is one of my favorite words. I don't know. You have some favorite words that you just like the sound? You like the way it feels in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, epiphany is one of mine.
Perfect.
Another one is plethora.
Yes.
A plethora of epiphanies would be
oh,
ideal.
My Lord, I'll make you a t-shirt. So the image enclosed a message. The message pointed towards a book. The book produced a link, etc. Kind of the same, similar path again, except this time, the book that was pointed to was different.
It was the Bible.
Liber Primus.
Oh, the first book.
Exactly. In Latin, that means first book.
And why wasn't I playing this game in 2014?
You should have. You didn't have an erection.
I had infant.
You were ruled out.
I had infant twins is what I had.
Was
so I was not. I was playing a different game called Survival.
Two penises in your life. This book, any guesses who the author is?
No.
Cicada.
Oh!
The book was written in ruins, recall.
Yes.
In the past one, we had this code with runics in it, all
right.
that. This book was written in ruins. The very runic alphabet that had been shared in round 2, which had thus far been of no significance. Even still, the meaning of the translated pages was wildly challenging to comprehend.
Yeah.
The book seemed, once translated, there was still more code. It wasn't just like you used the runes and like, oh, it says to drink more Ovaltine or
if we, I'm telling you, if we land in a drink more Ovaltine moment, I will destroy 4chan to start with.
We'll find it and burn down its server farm.
Yes, exactly.
The book seemed to be philosophical and ideological ideas, even kind of like a manifesto.
Yeah.
Quote, most things are not worth preserving. Adherence. We follow dogma so that we can belong and be right, or we follow reason so we can belong and be right. There is nothing to be right about. To belong is death.
Oh.
It is the behaviors of consumption, preservation, and adherence.
Mm-hmm.
This is beginning to sound a bit like a cult.
Well, certainly. It sounds like a lot of things, like some self-righteous sort of anti-consumerist something.
Lots,
I don't know.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Now, the book contains several clues and codes that were figured out, with one of the pages directing participants to a website, of course, Deep Web.
Mm.
But the site couldn't be found.
Oh.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Another website lead... led to another recording titled Interconnectedness.
Oh.
Which I listened to, and it sounds like that perfect, gentle notification that you want for an alarm waking you up in the morning on your phone.
You found it! The thing you've been looking for!
I'm afraid to listen to it for fear it brainwashes me into something.
Okay.
I'm not signing up for anybody's cult.
Okay. We'll see.
Now, most of the book has still not been decoded.
Oh,
even
shoot.
Even in 2023.
10 years later?
Yeah. 11, technically. We're moving into the 11th year. The runic text on some pages appear to have additional layers of encryption that hasn't been figured out. In all, only 19 of the 74 pages of the book have been figured out. And trust me,
well, good heavens,
the nerds at Reddit have not rested, and they just can't get any further. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
So 2015 came and went.
Mm-hmm.
No more messages.
No.
Where in the hell did these people go?
I don't know.
Some suggested that this meant something more had to be discovered from the Liber Primus before the game could progress.
Okay.
And as it turns out, at the beginning of 2016, it was confirmed with the message, "Hello. The path lies empty. Epiphany seeks the devoted. Liber Primus is the way. Its words are the map. Their meaning is the road. And their numbers are the direction. Seek, and you will be found. Good luck. 3301.
Okay.
Almost 4 years went by with no notable progress made and precious few messages from Cicada.
Right.
When the game first began in 2012, many did assume that this was an alternate reality game designed by someone who was promoting a new service or product.
Mm-hmm.
This was, after all, a fairly common thing at that time.
Right.
And had been for years. In 2001, Microsoft had developed an elaborate ARG to promote the film AI.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned a few other things earlier, like the promotion of the Halo 2 game. Now, problematic for that theory is the fact that no commercialization has ever emerged
right.
with Cicada 3301.
Like, if this is some kind of promotional campaign, they took the real long walk.
Right? They're like Zuckerberg refusing to go public until billions were on the table.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, it's desperately challenging to determine if information that has been leaked over time by supposed participants that did advance to later rounds is in fact real.
Yeah.
Or if they're just flexing.
Right.
One such supposed message, and this is a long one, in all caps, "Do not share this information!" Exclamation point.
Yeah.
"Congratulations, your month of testing has come to an end. Out of the thousands who attempted it, you are one of only a few who have succeeded."
Okay.
"There is one last step. although there will not be any hidden codes or secret messages or physical treasure hunts. The last step is only honesty. We have always been honest with you, and we expect you to be honest with us in return.
I'm scared.
You've all wondered who we are, and so we shall now tell you. We are an international group. We have no name. We have no symbol. We have no membership rosters.
Right.
We do not have a public website, and we do not advertise ourselves. We are a group of individuals who have proven ourselves, much like you, have been completing this recruitment contest, and we are drawn together by common beliefs. A careful reading of the texts used in the contest would have revealed some of these beliefs. That tyranny and oppression of any kind must end. That censorship is wrong. That Kyle doesn't know how to use his phone.
Oh, no.
I lost
you
my
got
place.
Called out in their manifesto?
I did. Those bastards.
Okay.
Where'd it go? That censorship is wrong and that privacy is an inalienable right. We are not a hacker group, nor are we a wares group. We do not engage in illegal activity, nor do our members. If you are engaged in illegal activity, we ask that you cease any and all illegal activities. Say illegal activity again. Or decline membership at this time.
Yeah.
We will not ask questions if you decline. However, if you lie to us, we will find out.
Okay.
You are undoubtedly wondering what it is that we do.
I'm wondering, Ovaltine Corps.
Yes, we are much like a think tank in that our primary focus is on researching and developing techniques to aid the ideas we advocate. Liberty, privacy, security.
I like to think they say privacy.
I like to imagine that it's Cartman saying it. Liberty, privacy, security.
Perfect.
You have undoubtedly heard of a few of our past projects, and if you choose to accept membership, we're happy to have you on board to help with future projects. Please reply to this email with answers to the next few questions.
Oh, no.
To continue. One,
so stressful.
Do you believe that every human being has a right to privacy and anonymity?
Anonymity!
And is within their rights to use tools which help obtain and maintain privacy, cash, strong encryption, anonymity software, etc.? Do you believe that information should be free? Do you believe that censorship harms humanity?
Yes.
Humanity!
I do actually believe that, yes.
We look forward to hearing from you. 3301.
Okay, I'm in. Can I still join?
No.
Oh.
Now, whoever it was who leaked this communication, they did not include the PGP signature, which certainly calls into question the authenticity of it, but it is all that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Is this an international group? Is it a corporation? Is it a government? This tactic is not new.
Yeah.
In fact, we have evidence of it all the way back at least to World War II.
And before that, ancient aliens.
And before that, the damn aliens.
Okay.
More recently, in 2013, a British intelligence group employed such a game, offering a prize and or position within their agency to winners.
For sure.
Google did this using billboards in 2004.
Love it.
Our own Navy did this in 2014.
Okay.
It's a common thing.
Yeah.
Now, in 2015, Rolling Stone, the magazine.
Not the rock band?
Not the rock band. That would be plural, Stones. There's more than one.
Oh, you're right.
They did an interview with two alleged winners of the first Cicada 3301 puzzle.
Yeah.
Those guys indicated that after the final stage, they received an email that took them to a forum on the dark web where they were able to communicate with other recruits and current team members.
I knew the dark web would be involved eventually.
Yeah. They were told that the goal was to develop applications, computer applications, in line with the ideas of privacy, anonymity, etc.
Yeah.
All of these alleged winners claimed, however, that by the end of 2012, the recruits had all seemed to lose interest.
Oh.
And the site ultimately disappeared.
Oh.
Never heard from Cicada again.
Oh my gosh, okay.
One of the winners, alleged winners, has a YouTube video series. Knox, I don't know if it's Populi or Populi, P-O-P-U-L-I.
Okay.
You can find that. It's interesting-ish. He claims to have been a winner of the second puzzle.
Okay.
Claims to have received an invitation to join Cicada 3301, but rather than being directed to a website on the dark web, he was simply told, be patient.
Huh.
And it was right as he was told that, he finds out through talking with others later, that this was about the same time that the website for the first round winners
disappeared. Oh my, okay.
And so Knox is validating email went silent as well. There was just, they were gone.
That was it. Like he won it and then that was it?
That was it.
Okay.
Other than be patient.
Yeah.
And he's confirmed other alleged winners are claiming the same experience.
Interesting.
Now, Knox has his own suspicions of who the group might be.
Yes.
But all at the same time, he admits there's just no way of knowing.
For sure.
Is it a group? Is it a corporation? A government? A shadow government? Another suggestion is that all of this very well could have been conducted by not even a group, but a singular individual.
Cicada. Whoever Cicada really is.
Is it just one person? I don't know.
Yeah.
Even when you look at the posters that were found at the many different GPS coordinates, these can all be boiled down to an individual. In this day and age, there are any number of services that one could hire over the phone or internet to put a poster up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Also, no poster was located more than an hour from an international airport.
Ah, yes.
Some within walking distance of the airport,
mm-hmm.
which means that one or a very small number of people could have themselves traveled to each location mm-hmm. and placed the posters.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Who knows?
I do.
It is possible. You already know. Okay. Well, in April of 2017, Cicada made their last, to date, their last public statement simply saying, beware false paths. Always verify PGP signature.
Oh.
That was it.
And it's never been heard from again.
Never again. It doesn't seem likely that this was a game.
Okay. I do think it was recruiting. I still believe in my heart of hearts.
But then to what? It's too complex to be trolls. Some would argue that it's not sophisticated enough to be an intelligence agency.
That's giving a lot of credit to intelligence agencies.
That's fair. It probably is. To me, it leaves us with two choices. It's either the Illuminati or Elon Musk.
What?
I don't know. That's it. The trail runs cold. Sorry, big buildup, no release. That's what you got.
This is fascinating.
Isn't it?
And this is what is known as the internet's biggest mystery.
Yes.
I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, believe it was a private entity recruiting for something. And the reason that the trail runs cold is that they either were disappointed in the applicants or they found who they were looking for and they were just like, now we don't need to do this anymore.
I have a theory.
Okay. What's your theory?
I have a theory. It's multi-part.
Let's hear it.
So when the original, what do you want to call it? Cyberpunk or whatever movement of the 90s came about. And this is based on things that I've also recently consumed mm-hmm. in media.
Mm-hmm.
This is the atmosphere from which we have the terms white hat and black hat emerging.
Right, right, right.
And that the core of the group would have been white hat. The goal wasn't to break into something
sure.
for the sake of exploit.
Yeah.
It was breaking into it was the win. And then the white hat would contact whatever place and say, look, here's a problem with what you're doing.
Right.
The guy that I was listening to that was talking about this actually went on to establish multiple cybersecurity firms and
right.
this mm-hmm. is what he does for a living.
Yeah.
And he mentions through hours of things I've listened to, because I'm a nerd and I find that interesting. He'd mentioned that one, you'll never know who any of these people are. You very well have passed them on the street. The good ones will never be found. And the silly crap like stealing your credit card. That's not what these guys are doing.
Right, of course.
Far, far bigger and different things go on there. But that there is a very noble group within whose goal it would be to work even in cooperation with each other to do things both to protect, call it weaknesses in people's corporations, different places, security setups, but also then with a little bit of a harsh elbow into holding the government agencies off of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, roughly around the time that Cicada 3301 went dark and went quiet, this was also about the time that the whole Edward Snowden leak occurred.
Oh, interesting.
And from the things I've looked at, nobody's like saying, well, this was Snowden or he was part of it. It wasn't like that.
Hmm.
It was that with the added scrutiny, mm-hmm. they may have felt it necessary to, if they wanted to maintain anonymity, to just go dark for a while.
I was going
to
say to back further off lane.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I tend to think that it is a private group, mm-hmm. not for profit, not for money of any kind, that's out there collaborating and doing things for these protective purposes.
That's my, I like that. I think it's either that or it is some kind of for-profit, like, counterintelligence agency situation that's not government-related.
Even with that, I don't know. It feels like everything that we see in our lives, the more a thing grows, the more centralized and organized leadership becomes, the shittier the product is.
Right. I would agree.
Which would have meant somebody, if it was that organized, somebody internal would have leaked. Somebody would have spoiled it. It would have eventually come out, but nothing ever does. I think it's a small group. I think it is international, and small just being, I guess, from the perspective that they don't office together or something.
Right.
They don't know who each other, who they are in real life. They are spread out across the globe. They communicate through truly anonymous ways.
Right.
And they do some projects here or there. I don't know what those are.
Okay.
I didn't make the cut, so I don't get to know, and I don't get to participate in the future ones. That's what I think.
Thank you so much for this research deep dive.
It's interesting, right?
It's fascinating. Wildly so.
I wonder, and maybe there's, undoubtedly, there's people in the listener group who are far more attuned with life in the world than I. I wonder how many ARGs proper are going on at any given point in time around us that we just don't even realize.
We're the
NPCs.
NPCs.
Yeah. Except we're just more like the random kid that runs by and gets in your way. Get out of here, kid.
This was wildly fascinating. Well worth the time for the deep dive.
It.
I loved it. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
Yeah. There's a lot still to, I think, other rabbit trails to chase. It's the year of the rabbit.
It's true. I did want to go ahead and get this recorded quickly. One, because I wanted to share it with you. Two, because who knows where I'll be in a week from now when we normally would have recorded again. I could very well be a member of the group, and I'm not allowed to talk about it anymore. I don't know.
They sought you out.
They found my digital penis.
They're listening as we record, though it's not
probably
published. That's the creepy part.
Hopefully we'll get a notification that says, here's all the ways you've been compromised.
All right. And hey, when this turns up on everybody's TikTok FYPs, mm-hmm. there's all this alternate reality game. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
They'll know why.
Indeed.
Dadgummit. Kyle duped me into this again.
You love it. Everyone
I love
loves it.
It. Yes. All right. Well, what should people do in the meantime?
Well, beware of 4chan.
Don't go on 4chan. It's not worth it.
If you do, just like bring a downloadable file of your medical records. They're going to steal them anyway. And they seem to be pretty valuable on the world market from what I hear.
Yes.
I've never bought or sold any of them.
Okay. That's good to know.
I have a few. I would sell mine. Anybody looking to buy my medical records?
Yep. Hit us up.
I will create an anonymous, not anonymous, Google email account.
Right.
And we can work something out.
There's a price for everything.
Yes. Should I do like a Kickstarter thing for it or something?
No, I don't think it's going to bring in me. It might hurt your feelings how little that brings in.
Listen, I got some weird shit going on. People find it interesting. Okay. Have an awesome today, would you?
Please do. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.